Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and hospital officials say they're treating one survivor from today's plane crash in northwestern India. More than 240 on board the 787 jet when it went down shortly after takeoff, and it was bound for London. Here's ABC's Maggie Rulli.
More and more eyewitnesses are coming forward describing this scene as just chaos of thick smoke in the air, essentially what's a fireball rising into the sky. Because we have to remember, this flight was taking off for London, a nine-hour journey, so it was full of fuel. Now all that fuel was really fueling this fireball on the scene. Rescue workers have been brought in immediately. Local police saying all rescue workers were given to this effort.
A Homeland Security briefing in Los Angeles today turning heated when Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California was forcibly removed after shouting questions at DHS Secretary Kristi Noem about immigration raids. Padilla says he was handcuffed but not arrested. And severe storms in San Antonio blamed for four deaths. This is ABC News. A cyber attack is affecting some grocery stores and pharmacies, and that's causing shortages in some areas. ABC's Rihanna Nally has details.
A major food distributor is dealing with a recent cyber attack. Whole Foods and other U.S. grocers confirmed they are only being partially stocked after United Natural Foods confirmed the attack. The distributor says unauthorized activity forced it to take some of its systems offline. It is working with the FBI and other authorities to determine how defenses failed and how they can resume full service.
Authorities say the impact of that cyber attack could last for days. Inflation at the manufacturing level remained muted in May. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest on the producer pricer index.
The PPI rose 0.1% last month, about half of what economists were anticipating. That report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics followed the May consumer price index, which also pointed to relatively tame inflation.
ABC's Jim Ryan, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for mostly cloudy conditions tonight with spotty storms possible and a low of 55. Winds will be east 10 to 20. Mixed skies and mild tomorrow with a high of 79. And for tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a few passing showers possible and a low of 58. Currently in Richland Center, it is the sun's starting to peek out a little more because it's becoming mostly sunny out there, kind of hazy. Our winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, June 12th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee voted to increase the bonding authority of the Safe Drinking Water Loan and Clean Water Fund programs last week. The unanimous vote increased the bonding authority of the programs by over $730 million, which officials say could lead to increased funding assistance for wastewater treatment infrastructure projects across the state. Maintaining water quality has become a hotly contested topic over recent years as municipalities across the state struggle with PFAS contaminations and general pollution issues. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of the consumers who provide the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. Experts are encouraging customers to delete their 23andMe accounts before a potential sale. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation seeking to increase price transparency for hospital costs. The proposed bill would create a new enforcement mechanism to ensure hospitals are complying with federal cost transparency laws. The legislation comes following a press release from the Wisconsin Hospital Association highlighting a Turquoise Health analysis that found Wisconsin ranked first in the country for hospital price transparency. The analysis also found that no Wisconsin hospitals have been fined for noncompliance with transparency laws. A state lawmaker wants to give Milwaukee police a tool to crack down on street takeovers. It's become an annoying, even dangerous occurrence in the city, with drivers and spectators taking over intersections to do burnouts and set off fireworks. Milwaukee police report more than 50 such meetups or takeovers so far this year. While the Common Council works on an ordinance change to allow drivers and spectators to be fined up to $500, the Milwaukee State Representative Bob Donovan is urging the State Senate to pass the bill expanding municipalities' ability to tow vehicles involved in reckless driving. The bill passed the Assembly in March, and Donovan says time is of the essence to get the measure to the governor's desk. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation officials say they're preparing to cut back on some of the programs they offer over the next couple of years following a drop in revenue. The agency brings in most of its funding from economic development surcharges, and officials say the revenue brought in from those surcharges have not kept pace with inflation. The agency saw a $4 million drop in revenue, and funding is expected to decline, even further. Governor Tony Evers called for a 160% budget increase for the agency in his biennial budget proposal. Following the move in the 2023 through 24 season at UW-Madison, UW-Stevens Point will explore sale of alcoholic beverages at hockey and basketball games. Pointer's athletic director Brad Duckworth says it would mean a new revenue stream and bring a measure of control to consumption during the games. The Stevens Point Parks Commission has signed off, but Duckworth emphasizes more approvals from the university and city are needed. The city operates Community Stadium at Gork Park and adjacent KB Willett Ice Arena. National and global economic conditions top the list of concerns for state business leaders, according to the latest Wisconsin Employer Survey. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Combined Manufacturers Association, and State Chamber of Commerce conducts the survey twice a year to gauge top issues facing the state's business climate. When asked what is the biggest concern facing your business, 36% of the respondents said it was the state of the national economy, while 13% said it was global economic conditions. Healthcare costs and labor availability also ranked within the responses. Notably, the percentage of employers having difficulty finding workers dropped to 52%, which is the lowest number recorded by WMC in over a decade. Just 6 months ago, that percentage was 63%. Kurt R. Bauer, WMC president and CEO, says uncertainty has always been an economic impact trade the status of the federal budget reconciliation package and unnerving geopolitics are unpredictable at best right now. So it is no surprise that Wisconsin business leaders are concerned about how their business and the broader economy will fare with the months and years to come. Bauer went on to say that uncertainty is likely the reason why hiring has become easier. Despite the uncertainty, 86% of survey respondents say their businesses were profitable in the last 6 months, and 92% predict they will be profitable through the end of 2025. Business leaders also rate Wisconsin and U.S. economies about the same, with 20% calling Wisconsin's economy strong, 68% calling it moderate, and 12% saying it is weak. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 3.3% as of May of 2025, up from 3.2% in March, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Richland County Fairgrounds is the site of the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, which runs through Sunday. Tonight, the Rodeo Queens contest will be held starting at 7. Kenda Deaver is the secretary of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
They have tests they do, and then they have their gowns. They go up, and then they have speeches they give. Anybody is welcome to come. There's no charge, and it's in the H Connection Building at the fairgrounds. Anybody is welcome. It's pretty neat to watch, and they're trying to get the junior girls to come and practice, and that's kind of neat because the little girls are walking doing the same thing in their little formals, so it's kind of neat to watch.
Friday and Saturday night, the rodeo competition will be held in the grandstand area. Special introductions will be at 7, and performances will start at 7:30. Friday night will also be Wear Pink for Grace night. Saturday morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and then the finals will be held with special introductions at 11:30 and performances at noon. Cost to attend will be $7 Friday and Saturday and $9 Sunday for adults, $7 Friday and Saturday and $8 Sunday for senior citizens and students, and $4 all 3 days for children 6 to 12. Children under 6 are admitted for free. Advance tickets for Friday and Saturday's performances are $1 less for adults, senior citizens, and students, and they can be purchased at Creative Layers until noon tomorrow. Advance tickets will be available at the Fairgrounds Building H on Friday from 8:30 until noon. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. For more information, you can contact Kenda at 608-475-1886. And Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff tomorrow in honor of former Major General Jerome Jerry Berard, who died January 27th at the age of 87. Born in Hayward, Major General Berard led an accomplished career in the Wisconsin National Guard for over 4 decades, including serving in as adjutant general from 1996 to 1997. Major General Berard earned several accolades and awards throughout his honorable service, including the Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit, and the Silver D. Fleury Medal, and 3 Meritorious Service Medals. Services for former Major General Jerome Jerry Berard will take place tomorrow in Hayward and at the Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. WRCO News time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Bosatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills Friday from 4 to 7, with the rosary beginning at 4. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died June 4th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Bosatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, June 21st, at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday, June 21st, from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died June 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private graveside service will be held at the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one One Call to Strangs does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strangs has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strangs, your trusted partner today and always.
Last month marked the opening of the 16th season of the Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand. And the good news is, the Animal House will be open again next week. So mark your calendars now for Thursday and Friday, June 19th and 20th, when OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Polish sausages from 10 until 2. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer near the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. And check out the other dates the Animal House will be open this year. You can find that information on the OMHS website at omhumanesociety.org. All About Pets is a service of Strengths, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a day we've had. Started off with the foggy conditions, cloudy skies, spots of rain, partial sunshine, comfortable highs reaching the upper 70s, and a brisk east breeze. Gusts around 20 miles per hour, those will continue to stay feisty tonight too. Mostly cloudy skies, with some spotty thunderstorms possible. Lows will fall to the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mixed skies and mild. Highs flirt with about 80, still an east breeze. By tomorrow night, more clouds start to build in. A few passing showers are possible. Lows to the upper 50s. And for Saturday, still flirting with 80. More clouds than sunshine. Dry during the day, with isolated light shower chances possible. Sunday, the mugginess starts to seep into the state. Become warm, too. Highs in the low 80s. A small chance of thunderstorms late evening. Monday, it'll be hot and becoming humid. Highs in the mid-80s. Scattered storms are possible after the heat of the day acts as fuel for them. Remaining still sticky on Tuesday, another chance of storms after highs reach the mid-80s during the afternoon. We'll get a few degrees cooler Wednesday. Low 80s. Partial sunshine. Building heat still. With a good chance of thunderstorms. Summer weather is surely ramping up, so please stay weather savvy, especially into next week. Tonight, we could have hail and high winds, but nothing like the chances we could see next week. And, to be honest, there is a chance that all of the precipitation stays away from us and stays north of us, and we barely get anything. That's, of course, for this week and into this weekend is what I'm talking about. Not next week. That's severe weather season right around the corner. As the heat and the humidity ramp up, act as fuel for these storms to turn strong to severe. So stay weather savvy. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and hazy and 75 degrees after a high today of 77 and a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 88, and we received two 107-inch rain. Record high set back in 1970 is 96 degrees with a record low of 39 set back in 1958 and then tied in 2023. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:42 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the south-southeast at 4 miles per hour. The barometric reading is 30.12, and we have received 6/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. The WIAA State Softball Tournament is being held through the weekend at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Earlier today, Ithaca faced Belmont in a Division 5 semifinal game, which was also our featured broadcast, heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Belmont Braves picked up an 11-0 victory over the Ithaca Bulldogs in WIAA State semifinal softball in the morning. It was a total of 3 runs right out of the gate for Belmont, 2 more in the second, and 6 in the fourth as they put the game away on the 10-run rule over the Bulldogs. Ithaca's season ended at 21-6. They managed 2 hits in the game. Kelsey Coleman and Kaylee Newkirk both had base hits. And for Belmont, their leadoff hitter, Addison McNett, was on 3 times and scored all 3 times. They picked up 11 hits against Bulldog pitching. For Ithaca, these seniors played their final high school event. Kaylee Newkirk, Ariana Lewis, Alyssa Muller, and Holly King. For Belmont, they improve to 25-3. They'll advance to the WIAA Division 5 state title game Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. For Ithaca, their season ends at 21-6. The win goes to Callie Hodgson, starting pitcher for Belmont. She had some relief work in the last inning from Jaden Raymaker. And for the Bulldogs, J.C. Maxwell, the starting pitcher, she works 3 1/3, and Ariana Lewis worked 2/3 of an inning for the Bulldogs at Goodman Diamond. The line score, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 6 left on for Belmont, no runs, 2 hits, 3 errors, 2 left on for the Bulldogs in state semifinal softball. Reporting from Goodman Diamond in Madison for WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also in Division 5 action, Almond Bancroft beat Thorpe by a score of 18-3 in 4 innings. So in the championship game on Saturday at 8 a.m., it will be Belmont facing Almond Bancroft. Also today in Division 4, Pacelli beat McDonald Central Catholic by a score of 3-0. And they'll go on to, and Pacelli will go on Saturday to face Mineral Point or Michicot, the winner of that game. And right now it is in the top of the 5th inning, and Michicot has a 1-0 lead on Mineral Point. And that game will be played on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The NCAA Committee on Infractions penalized UW-Madison today over impermissible calls between coaches and football recruits. Channel3000.com reports that the committee found the 9 football coaches and staffers in 2023 made a total of 139 impermissible calls to 48 recruits, including 117 calls before the first permissible date of to call recruits. Of the calls, 60 lasted 1 minute or less. According to the committee's findings, 9 of the impermissible calls came from Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. The calls were classified as level 2 violations. As a result of the violations, the NCAA has put UW-Madison under 1 year of probation and issued a $25,000 fine. Additionally, Fickell and assistant coach Matt Mitchell were barred from communicating with high school recruits from June 15th through the 21st. Braves starting pitcher Spencer Schwelbach went the distance in a 6-2 win over the Brewers yesterday afternoon. The Atlanta Series victory was its first in more than 3 weeks. Rookie Chad Patrick absorbed the defeat. Rhys Hoskins hit his 10th home run, and catcher Eric Haas doubled in Milwaukee's second run. Christian Yelich was out of the lineup for a second straight time. The Brewers hook up with the St. Louis Cardinals starting tonight, and they will be playing a 4-game series. Manager Pat Murphy hasn't named the starter. And first pitch for that contest tonight will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6:05. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA saving strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for homeownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans were lower Thursday, corn closed higher, cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down in commercial and technical selling. The USDA made no changes to the domestic supply and demand tables, also not making a whole lot of changes on the global side of things either. Export sales numbers on beans were bearish. July was 8.25 lower at 10.42 and a quarter. August was down 4.5 at 10.41. July bean meal was up 30 cents at 294.50, but unable to follow through on its early strength, July bean oil was down 41 at 47.61. Corn did close modestly higher. Old crop ending stocks were down on a higher export guess, which pulled new crop stocks lower as well. U.S. development weather looks generally favorable. July corn was up 1.5 at 438.5, and September was a penny higher at 426.25. And wheat was mixed. Chicago and Kansas City were down, with the USDA raising winter wheat production slightly, while global changes were minimal. Minneapolis is up, waiting for more rain in the northern U.S. plains. July Chicago was down 7.75 at 526.5. July Kansas City was 3.5 lower at 522.75. July Minneapolis wheat was up 4.25 at 621.5. Live cattle were down and feeders were mostly lower, watching direct cash cattle business develop during the session. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was down $1.07 at $216.95, and October was 67 lower at $214.35. August feeders were up 17 at $311.25. September feeders were down 25 at $310.55. And hogs were mostly modestly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. July lean was up 5 cents at 108.90. The August contract was down 2 at 110.17. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
We're not adults, so just be there and like listen. I just want someone to yap to. And I just feel like I'll be fine like if someone just hears me talk.
You're doing a really good job.
And I don't think I tell you that enough. And I know sometimes we get into it and it's just hard on both of us. But you know, try to understand me more and I'll try to do the same.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Another light round of direct cash cattle business. It took place Thursday. Live deals for the week have had a wide range from $228 to $240, but mostly at $235, which is $4 to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Trust business Thursday in Nebraska was marked at $380. That's fully steady with the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed sharply higher with strong demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.96 at $376.72. Select up $2.32 at $363.07. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 5,000 on the weekend, down nearly 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down $1.38 with a weighted average of $105.95. Pork values closed higher up $1.42 at $114.50. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 8,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatou on Timsac Auction Realty. We'll say results at upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. If you have any machinery or implement you're looking to sell for our next auction, give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hustatou. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol says the industry is continuing to develop programs that reward farmers for adopting climate-smart ag practices. Brian Jennings tells Brownfield,
around the world,
the environmental attributes of ethanol are still really critically important. Almost every important export market that we tap into is based on lower carbon scores.
More news is next.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
And landowners in Iowa have had mixed reactions to Governor Kim Reynolds' veto of a bill that would have limited the use of eminent domain for carbon pipelines.
Eminent domain is not good for rural Iowa.
That's Lee Tesdell of Slater, who says the governor's veto is disappointing. Bud Kelly Neuenhaus of Primgar tells Brownfield the legislation would have ignored the rights of those who were in favor of pipelines. He says he was an early supporter of the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline.
This has been a project that's been in the works for 5 years. It would have been a bad decision to change the rules.
A plant disease researcher says conditions are right for early corn tar spot infections.
My colleagues have already reported tar spot in their states, Kansas, Littlepa County, and then Indiana.
Dr. Damon Smith with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield the Indiana case is on some young no-till planted corn at a research plot where there was tar spot last year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
A farm business management instructor and Minnesota farmer says one of the biggest mistakes farmers can make is holding on to grain too long and not having a plan. Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Betsy Jensen with Northland Community and Technical College says if farmers can do a better job of turning crops into cash sooner through grain marketing, it can make a huge difference to the bottom line. Find out more on Brownfield right after this.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
And says it's not too late to strategically market old crop grain between now and harvest and also look ahead to new crop.
There is still some opportunities, especially when we look at forward contracting. Honestly, I just called my grain marketer this morning because I said, hey, I think I want to deliver corn off the combine. How soon do I have to make that decision? And I got some great advice from him because I know I don't want to store all of my corn. I know I want cash. Okay. I know I'm going to want cash this fall. And I am worried that our cash prices, like the basis, will start to go down. Let your merchandisers, let your buyers know that, hey, I'd like to get rid of 20,000 bushels of corn off the combine. Discuss that with your grain buyers, and they're certainly going to be a huge help. And remember, the key to crop marketing is to sell it and then watch the market go up so you can sell more, and then watch the market go up and sell more. In a perfect world, if you have not forward contracted anything for 2025 and you decide to make a sale today, we hope that this is the worst sale that you make all year. So I do really think that farmers should be looking at pricing the 2025 crop, getting something on the books. Even if you know, like, hey, my corn's all going to go in the bin, Betsy. I'm not going to worry about it. You can still contract for a later delivery as well.
She says many farmers are good at shopping for deals like early seed discounts or prepaying fertilizer. But if farmers are borrowing money,
is that enough to pay for that discount? Because sometimes it's not. Sometimes we need to take another look and, you know, are you making the prepays because it's cost effective? Or are you making the prepays because you don't want to pay taxes? And then also need to have a better idea of when you're going to need money. And so if you know that you have land rent that's due in the fall, maybe you got a 0% interest on some inputs like your seed and chemicals. If those are coming due in the fall, we need to have sales planned ahead to cover those costs. And I don't think that farmers are always doing a good job of planning for that. And so we end up dumping crop at the elevator that is unpriced and at the last minute. That's costing a lot of money in the long run. You know, farmers, their balance sheets look good. They still have, you know, good equity in their land, but none of that is converting to cash. And cash was a huge issue. Working capital went down this year, according to our farm management data. And I'm sure when you talk to lenders, they're seeing a lot more utilization of lines of credit. Cash has really been just a huge factor.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Heavens to Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me, but appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell. Until I see you again.
That was Jackson Dean with Heavens to Betsy on Country and Community, WRCO. Time is 5:48, and it's starting to get a little more sunny. We were partly sunny there. Now it seems like it's mostly sunny out there, and the hazy smoke is still hanging around. That makes it kind of hard to tell exactly, you know, how cloudy it is out. It would be nice once we get rid of that wildfire smoke and be able to see a blue sky once again, but unfortunately that's not going to happen, probably for a little while anyhow. But anyways, our temperature is 75 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. So get out and enjoy this evening. And enjoy a breakfast tomorrow morning with the 50th Richland County Wagon Train. And that's going to be held from 7 to 9 at the Mick Memorial Park Shelter in Hub City. You can also watch the wagon train leave the park at 9 o'clock. Also, tonight at Mick Memorial Park, and part of that, being part of that festivities, there'll be karaoke, and that'll be from 6 until 8, and that's going to feature Benny B's. So head on out to Mick's Memorial Park this evening. Also, make sure you stop on out at the fairgrounds. They do. We have the Queen Contest going on tonight at 7 o'clock out there in each building, so be sure to head on out there and support the Queen contestants, and be sure to go out and support the athletes at the rodeo this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend in Richland Center.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything. Summer,
summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Well, it might be a little piece of acreage tucked back in the trees. Might be a song so sacred that it brought you to your knees. Might be a story about guts and glory that granddad used to tell. Whatever you got worth keeping, don't you keep it on to yourself. Pass it on down, show 'em how it's done. It's a yes man, no man. Attaboy, son, it's a go now, girl, you can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. And it's funny how the time to be a professor or a fired up preacher man. It's okay, you can show them every day in little ways anybody can understand. Show them hard work, help them through the hurt, and teach them what keeps you sane. Remember, my friend, in the end, we're all just another link in the chain. Gotta pass it on down, show them how it's done. It's a yes man, no man, it's an attaboy, son. It's a gone man, girl, you can do it. I'll be right here. Way, it's an attaboy, son. It's a going out, girl. You can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. It's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down.
That was Wilder Blue with Pass It On Down at 5:55. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and call it a night. I'm bugging out a couple hours earlier because I came in earlier for Bo this afternoon. And, of course, Bo sat in for Phil, and Phil went into the game today to broadcast the softball game. So that's why our schedules got mixed around. But tomorrow we'll be back to normalcy, and I will be back on tomorrow after. Well, I'll be doing the 520 Sports Report, and then after the Ag Report, I'll be bringing you music up until the 8 o'clock hours tomorrow night. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day, and hope you can stick around and listen to some more great music during the evening and overnight hours. And also tomorrow, At 5 o'clock, we'll have the Light in the Milk Cow Show with Phil Nee. Phil will be on talking about news, sports. He'll give you probably an update on what's happened at the tournament yesterday, him and Hank experienced. So that'll be worth listening to as well. And, of course, Hank will be coming in for the roundup with Phil. So that's another thing that's great to listen to. So be sure to listen to tomorrow morning right here on WRCO 100.9. FM. And taking us up to the top of the hour, we have Carrie Underwood with Something in the Water. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative